Actually, what is very important is the relationships. There must be a relationship of mutual confidence between the chief constable and the commissioner. They need to work at that relationship and have it based on what is really happening in the community, very much an evidence-based approach, as we've developed on violence in Cardiff, for instance. And I think that example really is what I would use to illustrate what could make a difference. What happened in Cardiff was that a medic, John Shepherd, asked the question about why the number of violent incidents were increasing in the city. And by analysing the people who came to accident and emergency unit for treatment, in other words, not reports to the police, but the number of people who actually had an injury that needed to be dealt with, an analysis was made of where violence was happening in the centre of the city, and it was completely different from what any of us believed. We thought it was random. It turned out that actually it was very precise in two small and one large venue. Once you know that, you can start tackling it. You can then start reducing the violence. You therefore release police resources to deal with recent real incidents that do need to be dealt with, rather than having more incidents than you can cope with. And by the way, you reduce the number of people having to go to accident emergency, which reduces costs for the NHS and reduces is the number of victims. So it's a victim-centred approach as well. So if the commissioner can bring into the way in which planning is done within the police both that sort of evidence-based approach and a fresher engagement of the community and every one of the communities across the police force area, working with councils, yes, but working with all the local councillors and with voluntary organisations and community groups, so that they feel they've got a voice into the way that you deal with the problems, so that the things that they see as problems are really being heard of. Then actually you give greater strength and greater ability to respond to the police, who of course are an enormously capable, can-do reaction service, who want to change things as soon as they're presented with a problem. So it's a philosophy which, when you realise that in Wales we've got things being done differently by the Welsh Assembly, which is paying for 500 community support officers, therefore at a time when the central government is cutting back on the police services, some capacity at least is being provided by the Welsh Assembly government, who also understand the sort of connections that I've been talking about, then actually we get the opportunity to develop a different sort of partnership within Wales at both the local and at the Welsh level, for the four forces to continue developing what they've been doing in terms of partnership between the four forces and a partnership with the Welsh government. Now, we might be able to show the